The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Lily, who wrote in. Hi, Megan. I need some help. I don't exactly have the physique of a ballet dancer. I have come to terms with it, and I know I can't be a classical ballet dancer, but my passion is contemporary ballet. I want to work on getting my best body for this career. I am thin and toned in the upper part of my body, but my legs are not as toned as I would like them to be. I'm not sure what else to try. I almost feel like there is just a stubborn layer of fat around my thighs, or that maybe my quads are too big. But my question is, do you think running could help me lengthen out my legs for a more longer balletic line? If not, what do you suggest? Thanks so much, Lily. Thanks for writing in, Lily. It's hard to speak about bodies in a general sense because we are all so different. What works for some people might not work for others. For example, there are a couple people in our company who have found that they were able to get a little smaller and look more streamlined by actually avoiding extra exercise outside of the ballet studio and becoming vegetarian. Something about less animal meat helped these friends keep their muscles from overdeveloping. I think I might honestly keel over with a dancer's schedule on a vegetarian diet, but you find what works for you. So I'm not suggesting becoming vegetarian or anything, but I just bring this up to explain that different things work for different people. We are all so different. So first I would suggest to start by looking at your food. A general rule of thumb for weight management is calories in versus calories out. You have to balance your exercise with your eating. If one is happening more than the other, then you will either lose or gain weight. Then the next thing to focus on is what kind of exercise you are getting. The way we move our bodies obviously affects the way we are built. Dancers have to be careful with what exercise they choose because we care about how our muscles are built, not just whether or not we have them. Any exercise you do will aid in shaping your body a certain way. So Lily, you are off to the right start to think about the way you exercise and how that can affect what you look like. I'm not a running expert, but it does seem that long distance running can make for a more streamlined look. For me and most ballet dancers, we can't run because it hurts the already stressed bones in our shins and feet that we are pounding on in unnatural ways in our pointe shoes. But as a modern dancer, you might find that it is a great way for you to get cardio. I would stay away from any type of sprinting or uphill running if you were trying to whittle down your quads. But generally, I think you have a good plan here. Make sure you have an orthotic in your running shoe so you have the proper alignment while running. This will help you avoid injury. Other ideas to think about. If you have access to something like Pilates or gyrotonics, I would take part in these activities as well. Gyrotonics, especially when you have a great teacher, can really help you to learn how to lengthen out your muscles. It is possible you are used to holding your muscles in a certain way, and with something like gyrotonics, you could inform your body in ways you never before understood how to move. I feel gyrotonics has really changed the way I think of how I use my body. It's hard to fully explain this type of exercise until you try it. The movement is very circular, and it will give you a great core workout. But as for the legs, gyro is all about letting go of the quad and lengthening from the inner thigh to make any movement happen. So you start to retrain your body to move in this more efficient way, and you begin to change the way your muscles are shaped. If you don't have access to gyro or Pilates, I would focus on inner thigh and hamstring exercises so you keep the quads long. And then stretch your quads out really well after you dance, especially since modern dance can really be more grounded and requires you to use your quads more than ballet. Also remember that rolling out on a good foam roller every day can help keep the leg muscles longer. So just as a rule of thumb, you can develop the habit every day after you dance to stretch and roll out those quads. And last, I need to mention that sometimes we have areas of our bodies where we put on weight easier than others. So it can be confusing to see a thinner upper body when you feel heavier on the bottom. We all have different ways that we are prone to losing and gaining weight. Some people's weight is distributed more evenly, while others have one area they always seem to carry extra weight. I fully support you in trying to look your best, but also remember that we are our worst critics. Where you feel you carry weight is where you will notice others who are smaller there. If you feel your legs are bigger than you want them to be, you will only notice the people around you who have smaller legs. But maybe they gain their weight in their chest or their butt. So you just aren't noticing this because you are only focused on your problem area. I do this to myself as well. And then you realize that those people covet your body because you are skinny in their problem area. I hope this makes sense. All to say that we should all be a little more kind to ourselves because it is too easy to compare ourselves in a really harsh and unrealistic way. Everyone has a part of their body that is not their favorite or is their problem area. And to think that no one else has problem areas or issues with their appearance is ridiculous. Honestly, we are all in the same boat, so I think we should be a little more gentle with how we criticize ourselves. I like to make my best effort, but along the way, appreciate my assets. Don't devaluate the great things about the way you look. Let's stay positive while we work hard to be our best selves. It's hard to do both, but necessary if you want to enjoy your time in this business. Thanks for writing in with such an open and vulnerable question, Lily, and I really wish you all the best. Thanks for tuning in to another week of Ask Megan. We will be back next week with another new episode. Please feel free to record in, as they make for the best episodes when I get to hear your voice. To record a question, go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. I'm wishing everyone a wonderful audition season and sending you all the best of luck.